Sin hurts. Our common mission as disciples of Jesus Christ is the salvation of sinners and doing that justice which brings mercy and healing to all wounded by sin. Revelations and the growing awareness of the sins and crimes of sexual abuse are opening our minds and hearts to what many survivors have suffered for many years in silence. Their stories and their testimony are changing our church and indeed our world. First and foremost, we seek to continue to encourage swift reporting. No one must fear speaking truth to power. There's no place in our family of faith for abusers to act out regardless of their status or to hide from their crimes. Nor should anyone fear calling them out, past or present. As the New York State Child Victims Act comes more into effect on August the 14th, many more survivors will be able to tell their stories and to seek the remedies provided by civil law, which many of them were previously time-barred from doing until now. Many of these stories will challenge our consciences and our spiritual and material resources to respond. We support all survivors in the justice and healing that they seek, but our mission goes way beyond. Our common mission also involves protection and prevention, continuing to create conditions so that all are protected from sins and crimes of sexual abuse and its ravages, especially our children and our most vulnerable adults. For over 20 years, we've witnessed tremendous progress in our processes, both of reporting and preventing sexual abuse, most importantly through the promotion and securing of safe environments. And our service mission is not only to members of our faith family, but also to our entire community. My message to you is this: continue to pray and to be vigilant. Never fear reporting or encouraging others to do so. Encourage those in your sphere of influence to follow our guidelines and our practices for the protection of minors and vulnerable adults. Do not allow the horrors of the revelations about sexual abuse in the past to lead you to feelings of discouragement or helplessness. They should not paralyze us, but rather drive us further into action. The shock that they may bring is but a microcosm of the pain that many survivors experience daily, and sometimes for many, many years, and we want to support them and accompany them. We're blessed to know each day more and more survivors of sexual abuse, some of them from among the clergy, who also seek to heal and strengthen us. Together as wounded healers, we will emerge from the darkness as we walk without fear in the light of truth into the arms of a God of all merciful love.